Bez Hashem Mizbuch, we begin Perek Shleish Asher, the 13th chapter in the Rambam Hilchos Shechinah, the laws of neighbors in the Sefer Kinyan, book of acquisitions. We continue the theme of the previous perek regarding the halacha b'metzra, the rights that a person on the boundary has to buy the field first or to remove the buyer who bought it instead of him. As Rambam gives halacha regarding, as this applies to a gift, and regarding actually subterfuge of craftily trying to exclude the bar mitzvah. So if someone gives a gift, the aimba didn't ben hametzah, that there's no halacha of giving rights to the one who lives on the border, and that's very simply because he can't get it anywhere else. He can't tell him, well, I just want to tell you, buy somewhere else. It's a gift. It's something for free, and therefore he can't remove him. Now, oh, you custom b'shtar matana, but let's say it was written in this document of the gift, sha'achrayis matana zu'ala noisin, that actually there's a responsibility of insurance of this gift on the one who gave it to him, then yesh b'din ben hametzah. Then there is the halacha of the rights of the one who lives on the border. Because hel b'yesh b'achrayis, since there's insurance, obviously, well, you give a gift, you're not taking responsibility. It's a gift. When do you take responsibility? Mechirihi, it's really a sale. A sale is, I'm taking responsibility for the item that I'm selling. For the kasa matana, so this that he wrote as, quote-unquote, a gift, was elevatel schos ben hametzah, was only to nullify the rights of the one who lives on the border. And therefore, actually, he does have rights, and he could kick out the one who, quote-unquote, got the gift, because it really was a sale. Now, b'kama noisin li, how much does the one who lives on the border have to pay the buyer, the recipient? Is mashi shava, is what its actual value is. Halacha beis. Now, amalekech, so let's say the buyer, which we find out, he says, yes, kenu, it's true, it wasn't a gift. V'haram esinu, we were just being crafty. U'mechidehi, it really was a sale. But b'kach b'kach k'nisiyah, and this is how much I bought it for. So nishba b'nikitas chevet, he swears by holding a holy object. V'netel k'din hashluchet, and he takes the way the halacha would be with an agent, which they swear and they collect, where this buyer essentially is like the agent of the bar mitzvah, as we said in the previous parak, and therefore he swears, yeah, okay, I was your agent, you're right, I was doing it for you essentially, and but I'm swearing this is how much I paid, and that's how much you have to pay me back. No, but you're only, but says the Rambam, it appears to me, but he has to make a claim of monies which is appropriate, or maybe just a little bit more. But if he says regarding a piece of land that's worth 100, but Masayim Kanisi, well, I paid 200 for it, and he's not believed, a presumption is a person would not pay double for what a property is worth, and therefore he wouldn't be able to collect of that amount double. Halacha Gimel. Let's say in the document of the gift it was written, the giver was saying, I accept responsibility of insurance for this gift. Shem Tetz Mio, well, if it's taken away from him, I'm going to give him 200. Then only, so the one who lives on the border has to give him 200, then he can remove him, because that was a stipulation of the one who's giving it to him. Then even if it's not worth 100, if he wants to get him out, he has to give him 200, which was a stipulation of the one who gave it, of the original owner. Now, let's say the owner of the courtyard, who was selling it next to a neighbor, for someone else's courtyard. So they're doing a barter of courtyards. Well, they're in Badin Bala Mitzvah. There's no halacha of the rights of the one who lives on the border because the seller could claim. He says, well, I was only interested in the chatzar of the buyer, which is what I like. I don't want your courtyard to swap with you. And therefore, you have no rights because it's not supposed to come at a loss of the seller. But let's say Hechlev chatzar bebehemo, even metaplan. But let's say they were swapping this guy's courtyard for that guy's animal or his movable items. Then we evaluate what's the value of that animal, or the monetary value of those movable items. And that value is what the owner of the border gives to the buyer, and they can remove him. They can't tell him, well, give me what I had used to buy the chatzar for. You're kicking me out of the chatzar because it's not a chatzar for a chatzar. Well, give me that behemo, give me that metal. No, because that's a subterfuge between the buyer and the seller. When he has the monetary value, he could go buy something else. Whereas by property, sometimes you need specifically this property, not another one. And if anyone is claimed, such a claim does not help anything and doesn't have to give him that exact animal, which is what the seller got. No, I'll give you back the monetary value of that animal. Go buy yourself another animal and I get the chatzah. Halacha hey. Let's say the seller sold the buyer a little bit of piece of land inside of his fields. And then subsequently, then he sells him more land, right next to that field in the middle which he sold him originally. So right we see. It depends. If that little bit of land that he initially sold him, he idis or ziburis, is high quality, very high quality or very inferior quality, in contrast to this piece of land, Shemachal Abachronim, which he subsequently sold them after that, then Zachal Lekech. The buyer gets to acquire the subsequent acquisition. And Ve'im Ben HaMetzah Yechal Esalke, the one who lives on the border cannot remove him, Shadehu Atme BeMetzah, because now he's also someone who lives on the boundary, because of originally what that little bit of land that he bought in the middle. But Ve'im Oisim Atchakon HaMetzah, but that little bit that he had bought in the middle, originally, is the same quality, same type that he ultimately sells him later on the side of that. Nah, Hariz Amarim. So that's just trickery. Because since it's all the same, why do you first sell him a little bit in the middle and then ultimately sends him at the SL? And it's just a trick to make him into Bar Metzah. But he's not really. And therefore, Bar Metzah, Mesalik Oisim, Nasod, Shakon, Mesalik, the one who lives on the border, could remove him from that field which he bought at the end, because he's not really a true Bar Metzah. Halach Abov, continues regarding, let's say someone sells with conditions. If someone sells with a stipulation, whether it's a seller made conditions, whether it's a buy made conditions, but there were certain conditions for the sale to go through, then the one who lives on the border cannot remove the buyer until all the conditions are fulfilled. And then the buyer acquires rights in the property, because then the conditions are fulfilled. And then there's nothing more remaining by the seller, any connection with this property, because the sale went through. The achach is algoes, and only then can the bametz remove the lekeach from the field. Lachazan continues regarding the idea that the buyer essentially is the agent of the seller to the bar metzra, because like we said, he has the rights and he gets it from the buyer. Shalekeach shabon meshbiach. Now, but let's say the buyer builds and he makes the property better. A sos of hipster actually demolishes buildings and makes it worse. So ben hametzah mesalkoi. So, like we said, the person who lives on the border could remove the buyer, but and he compensates him for the monies that are appropriate to him. And whatever he did, the buyer, he's like an agent for the seller to the one who lives on the border. So, let's say the buyer had borrowed money. Before, the one who lives on the border had removed him. Now the one who lives on the border removes him, which generally... Oh, okay, there's a lien on the properties. No. His creditor cannot collect from the one who lives on the border, because the principle on all these laws is whoever buys on the right next to the border of the neighbor, he's like an agent for his friend, only send him to make it better for him, but not to make it worse. He made the property better. Okay, he takes the expenses that he spent, which is like the halacha that you do when you're doing things in your friend's field without permission, you have the lower hand. So you only get the expenses, you don't get the increase of the how much you made it better to get compensated for that. Because it's not really yours. It's you're the agent of the neighbor. And therefore it's not like you sold to the bar metzah that your lekuches could go ahead and be tayrif, well, lean on your properties that you're selling to him. No, it's not true. You're like his agent. But only to make it better for him. And if he destroyed things on the property, and he dug and he destroyed, or he ate produce from it, we remove that from the price of how much he paid, which he's getting compensated by the bar metzah. Now, the medvim, when we say this, that we calculate how much produce he ate, and that comes off what he's getting compensated, is only if he ate him achas shabo ben hametzer, only after the neighbor came, maybe Moshe Lasalkin is bringing money to remove him. But all the produce he ate before that point, what he ate was his own, because before the claims of the neighbor comes to remove him, he's considered like the buyer, actually, not like the agent. And then from the Eimachash, they said, we won't calculate that to remove that from the price that he's getting compensated from the neighbor. Halacha Ches continues with two cases of either two sellers and one buyer, or one buyer and two sellers. So Echad Shalokach saw the Achas Mishnaim. Someone bought one field from two people. Now, the one who lives in the border is coming to remove him only from half, which is like from one of the owners. Shalokach Menecha, that he bought from one of them. He's buying the property from two people. So if the Bametzah wants to remove him only from one of them, in Yochel Esalkei, he cannot remove him from that half, because since you're saying you're only buying half, so actually the other half is his, essentially you could really say that the buyer is also Bametzah also, because he has half. So you can't remove him from the other half. Oim Esalkei Mekula, rather, either you remove him from the whole thing, Oim Anech Kula, or you leave him the whole thing. Aval Hamoicha Karkel Hashem, but the other way around, if one person selling to two people, Yeshal Bala Metzal Salak Shneim, then the person on the border could remove both of them, or he could remove one and keep one, because he's a Bametzah on either one independently. He could do whichever one or both that he wants to. Lachates continues with the one who lives on the border that actually sells his own field. So Ben HaMetzer, so the person who lives on the border, Shabola Salak is okay, if he wants to remove the buyer, I have rights, I'm here, I live next door. But before he actually removes him, he actually sells his own field that he has on the boundary of that property. Well, Ibn Tzluse, he already lost his rights because now he's not a neighbor anymore and they can't remove that person. Regarding an agent that sold, meaning the owner of the field made him an agent to sell the field. So actually the agent for this property is the one who lives next door. Then any masalik is like, he cannot remove the buyer from the property. He's the one who sold it to him. There's no greater pardoning of rights if you're the one that's selling it, even though you live right next door. Halacha Yud Aleph continues with snatching the fields from the debts when it's the field of the on the border. So Bal Chayv Shel Meicher, the creditor of the seller, where if the seller owes him money and he has liens on his property, and the seller sold it to someone else. So Shatalef HaSodim Yad Bal HaMetzer. So now that creditor has rights to go collect wherever the fields are, which it's now by the neighbor who ultimately got the rights of it. Hari Bal HaMetzer, so now what does the person, it goes back up the chain to get your money back. Hari Bal HaMetzer, the one who lives on the border, Chayzev Tov Min Lekeach Shasilka, he goes and he actually collects from the buyer who he had removed. Now, the reason for that is because the buyer, although we said he's a shliach, he's not really a shliach. Ultimately, he's like a shliach, but really, he's on the border first, so that's who he collects from. And then the buyer goes and collects to get his money back from the seller, who he's the one that all the debt is from, that gave these bali chayvis rights to snatch the field for collections. Halachiyat beis. Kol bal chayv shetaref b'chayvay. Now, any creditor that collects for money debts that are owed to him, which he has outstanding on the owner of the field, actually, the one who lives next door could remove the creditor from collection because the strength of the one who's snatching as a creditor is not not greater than the one who's actually buying the field, where the one who lives next door could remove him, so they could remove the creditor. He has to just compensate him for that amount. Now, the mirza hanitrav, now if let's say the one who it's snatched from, meaning the owner of the field, the borrower who owes the money, if he wants to be lit nadam shoyel abuchayba, he wants to give the money, which it's the debt that he owes. Tachzulay sedeyul oilam. So then the field will always be given back to him. In other words, that the Bal HaMetzer has to give it back to the original owner, the borrower, because just like the creditor would have to give it back if he pays up, so too the Bar Metzer who's coming because of the Bal Chayv cannot be bigger than the Bal Chayv himself, and therefore it would have to go back to the original owner, Kumeshes Bar Mekamer, like is explained in his place later on, Perichah Beis. Lochi Gimel continues regarding how this plays out with minors, women, and slaves. So, Kadon Shoyi Ben HaMetzer. If a minor was the one who lives on the border, and the courts see that this would be a merit for the minor to extend his property in the property that's being sold, so they remove for him the one who bought it, and or at least they give him his portion with all the other people live on the border who wants to get the rights, like they see fit to merit the cotton. If a husband has that his wife had a property on the border of this property that's being sold, he could remove the buyer. Why? Even though he has nothing really here. Because all the properties of his wife is considered in his domain. And any rights that will come to her is chusulai, is a merit for him. So therefore he's considered like himself, like a bametzer. Now, a fil economy at ishtay, now even if they, the other parties, acquired from his wife, shemachal labeschus zu, that she's pardoning with this rights ulikech to the buyer and letting the buyer buy it, in a mile, it's not going to be effective because she cannot give up rights that he has in her stuff as a bametzer. El abal masalka, rather the husband could remove that person. Now, let's say the woman got up with her own consciousness. And she removed, because she is the bar metzah, she removed the buyer. And the slave, he was the one in charge of doing business dealings in the properties of his master. He removed the buyer. So it depends. If the husband or the master desires what they did to remove the lekech and that they should extend their property as a bar metzah, so they can fulfill it through what their agent, being the Eved or the Ishta, did for them. But from Ratza, if he wants to, the Baal or the Adon, lo yikayim, he will not maintain what they did, but tachz lekech, and he'll give it back to the buyer, and the money will go back to them, because they could do it if they want to, but if they don't want to, the wife or the slave don't have the final say. It's the adon or the baal that has the final say, and they could choose retroactive if that should happen or not.